A happy Saturday morning to you, and I hope you got a chance to maybe sleep in this morning. Today is day 16 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and today we continue on or focusing on the keystone habit of studying Scripture. And today's theme from our Being Challenge daily devotional is not a blind faith. Not a blind faith. Pastor Zach mentions the challenges sometimes we have as Christians trying to defend the veracity, the truthfulness of what we read in the Bible. And that when we get into a situation where we are trying to explain or prove all the things written, that sometimes that can lead us kind of get ourselves boxed in, and it's not helpful in having a conversation with somebody who doesn't believe what the Bible says. I think in its overall larger perspective, I think it's important for us to focus less on every specific detail we find in Scripture and look at the Bible in its totality and see and understand what the Bible is communicating to us. Pastor Zach talks about that is that the resurrection basically proves or helps us to prove that the Bible is truth and does exist. And scholars have worked to prove that Jesus existed, did actually live, and that there were witnesses that he was raised from the dead. And we have certainly the writings of a Jewish historian Josephus that verifies a lot of those things. But I think just like each of us are the best witness to our own faith, I think each of us can also be the best witness to the importance of the Bible, the significance of the Word of God and how it has had an impact on our lives and on our faith. I think it's less important that we be able to prove a virgin birth of Jesus, or that the resurrection happened, or that the creation happened in 7 days, seven 24-hour days, which actually, if you think about it, the day, night, and dark didn't even exist until day 3 in the Genesis 1 creation narrative. So a little hard to quantify those days as 24-hour days as we understand them. I think the challenges that we face when we're trying to prove the Bible is we're always coming from our human perspective. And the thing we need to do is to lay that down and acknowledge that God is a creator of everything. So God isn't confined by the rules of nature as we understand them, the rules of science as we understand them. For God has created all that exists and plays by God's own rules. And so it isn't helpful for us to bring our human rules as a proof to Scripture, to say this could or couldn't happen, because then we begin to limit God and humanize God and say that God is only capable of doing the things that any human would be able to do. And if that were the case, then God wouldn't be God. So I encourage you to not try to argue people into believing what the Bible says, but to share with them out of your personal experience how the Bible has been important in your faith journey, and that it points us to the good news of God's love for each and every one of us. There are certainly plenty of confusing places in the Bible and even contradictory places. But when we look at it in its totality, we can see that it is definitely the story of God's creation and God's love for God's creation, God's love for each and every one of us, and God's continued pursuit of a relationship with us. So I hope that clarifies some things for you. And if not, maybe we can talk about it if you'd like to talk more about how the Bible is or isn't truth. But at the very least, begins each of us thinking maybe differently about how we approach Scripture and how we lean on every word that is said there. Well, we're going to continue to spend more time in the study of Scripture, and I look forward to seeing you Monday morning. Tomorrow is Sunday, and we will not have one of these videos tomorrow. We'll be gathered here for worship. We'll have our live streaming that. If you'd like to join us online or here in person at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and/or Monday. Take care.